But I'm joined here by some of the team from West Knox College, from Ashley, from Alska, from Scott. Morning, gang. Thank you for being here. Morning, Ashley.
Hi.
Thank you for
morning.
Being here. You've got a special sports interest, haven't you?
Yeah, I do sports at college. I do a level 3 in diploma in sport, and I really enjoy it.
Do you? Do you love it?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it sports your thing, is it?
Yeah.
Do you swim?
No, I don't swim.
What do you make of what you're seeing here this morning?
Really good. I couldn't do it.
We've been watching the Nova Lot swim up and down and up and down, and my word, they go at some pace. They really, really do. It's quite something, isn't it, swimming as a sport, because of how all over it is.
Yeah, it's impressive, like, how they do it and, like, maintain the energy all the way through. Mm. Really good.
Yeah, it is. Oscar, I'll come round to you as well. You're another one of the students, aren't you, at West Knox College?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm a cheerleader outside of college, so high intense training, and that's how they probably train when they swim in. Yeah. But yeah.
And now I know some of your cheerleading squad are coming down a bit later on as well. Have you got some cheers in place for them as they do their final few lengths?
Yeah.
I like the smile on your face. It sounds like you've planned something.
Yeah, we have.
This is great. This is kind of like, I'm excited, but also like a little bit terrified, because you're like, yeah, we have. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's going to be good though.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, and fantastic to hear that. Oscar, let me move over to Scott as well. Scott, swimming is a very particular sport, isn't it? We're hearing from our swim team that their whole body is aching. You know, their core, their arm, their legs as well. It just takes over everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. We were talking on the way up of that, the importance of their warm-ups, but probably more so their cool-downs, because it's going to be a sore one tomorrow. So just making sure that when they get out of that pool towards the end, that they just slowly, gradually finish, just to reduce that soreness tomorrow, because might need a help up and down the stairs, I imagine.
We've noticed that actually yesterday in particular, one of our swimmers who's, you know, by her own admission, probably the less fit out of all of them, just the less exercise, really got cramp in the last couple of lengths, kicked off from the pool wall and just felt her whole body seized up. And, you know, that just demonstrates, doesn't it, how much of a sport it is?
Yeah, and it wouldn't just be the physically as well. I think psychologically, as soon as you feel anything like that cramp up, it'll be the mind that takes over, I imagine, to obviously given the cause that it's for. But then also, we were talking to the girls beforehand, one of the things that we study is that positive self-talk, that mental toughness. And I can imagine when you've got your peers swimming alongside you, that's exactly what you need as well.
We've noticed it's gone a bit quiet here because they've gone, the swimmers. Yeah. They've gone to get changed. But actually, that's what I'm sensing from them this morning. I don't know if you've picked that up from them this morning. Is they're so positive.
Yeah. I just heard one of the interviews beforehand, and they were saying that, in my mind, that's going to be something that possibly might stop me, but I've got some friends around me. You know, setting those goals, as soon as you take those breaths out of the water and you see that somebody else is alongside you or just shortly in front of you, that's certainly going to be something that's going to carry them through.
Well, thank you to the three of you from West Knox College for coming down. It's lovely to see you all. I look forward to hearing the cheerleading later on today. I promise I won't be terrified by the time we get there. It'll be exciting. Oscar and Ashley and Scott, thank you for joining us this morning from West Knox College here on BBC Radio Nottingham.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
Deke, we've had a message of, you know, a heartfelt message there from Ollie, just kind of cheering the team on. I know you've got a cheering the team on of a different kind over on the other side of the pool.
Yeah, I've had many roles this week. I've been labelled a coach, I've been, you know, labelled the hype man, and a bit of a cheerleader myself, really. Deke Hasselhoff apparently is a new nickname. Really enjoyed G-ing the team on and getting the spirits up, but we wanted to go big on Friday. We're in a wonderful place, and I've got a wonderful team with me to help me cheer the team back into the pool. We've got cheerleaders from Nottingham Trent University and West Knox College. Let's meet who we've got. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Alska.
Hi, I'm Delphi.
Hi, I'm Freya.
I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Annie.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
See, I'm far more glittery than I am. I mean, me and my shorts. I mean, I had jeans on earlier in the week. We won't go into that. Delphi, what do you usually do when you're not cheerleading?
Oh, so I'm a student at NTU doing graphic design, so that takes up most of my time.
So you're all busy being students. Yeah. How did you get into cheerleading, though?
It was a uni society I heard a lot about, so I was like, oh, I'll join it, and it's been so much fun. It's been great making friends.
What is it that you love about it? Is it that camaraderie? We've heard a lot about team spirit and making friends this week. Is that a real special part about your squad?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's been great for, like, making friends. I've made some of my best friends from society, and, yeah, it's echo.
I'm not going to hold them up anymore. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to count you in. 3, 2, 1, over to you.
Go swimmers! Go swimmers! Shooting in deep! Woo!
Woo!
here for the cheer team. Thank you, gang.